Yotze Mishnayis Masech Tekelim, Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Vov. Kisu Teni, the cover of a small basket, Shomatches, the cover was made out of metal, Shoso by Marra, you like polished it and made it to look nice, it's like a mirror right now. So go now according to the Shita that the cover by itself is not Mekabel Tumo. Now the Shalvus you made into a mirror is like a polished metal, you could see yourself. So if you do Metar, if you don't know, it's still Metar, it's not called the Kli, Mekabel Tumo. The Chachomim Metam, the Chachomim say no, the Chachomim says Mekabel Tumo now. Since it's fit to be used for a mirror, it's Mekabel Tumo. What's going to be Mara Shinish for a regular mirror that was a Kli, and now it broke? So Neina Maris Reva Ponim is not big enough, the broken pieces, to see the Roy of the majority of your face, so that's not called the mirror, Torah remains Tohor. The Mishnah Zayin, Kli Matchis, a metal Kli, Mitamim, that was Mekabel Tumah, let's say from a mace. Now Locher is now to Mitairit, you have to make Hazoyis, B'Yom Shlishi, B'Yom Shvi, you have to throw the Mechatas on it. So Mishnah says a Chiddush, that the Bilez holds, O Mitarim Shivurim, if you break the Kli Matchis now, so the Tumah goes off it, even though it had a Tumah's mace, still the Tumah goes off it, you do not have to put the Mechazor on it. These are the words of Divra Beleza. Yeshua says, no, Einu Metarim El Shlemim. They're going to become Tor the same way Kli Sholim becomes Tor, which means you have to make Hazor, you have to sprinkle the Mechatas on it, B'yom HaShlis or B'yom HaShvi, and then put it into the Mikvah, then it becomes Tor. Kate said, how is this? He's Aleim, if you amaza Kli Matchis that was Tomei from a mace, and B's Aleim, you spritz the Mechatas B'yom HaShlishi, the third day of its Tumason, and then he's Aleim, Nishbur Boy Bayoim, and then it broke that day. So Hitichon, if you put it together again that day, the Chaz of Israelayim Shane's Boy Bayoim, and you went and you sprinkled again Mechatas on the second time that day, Harelu Terim, they become Tor. These are the words of Reb Eleza. So according to Reb Eleza, the Pshat is that the Shavira helps to Matar the Kalim. And you don't have to make another Azor, means you don't have to wait for the seventh day. Here it was, on the third day you made first Azor. Then you broke it. So the fact you broke it, it's material enough that when you put it back together and again, you can make that Azor right away. Even though when you put it back together again, it has a Tumah Mirabon, it's called the Tumah Yishono. But if you make Azor right now, you can material it completely. These are the words of Reb Eleza. Yabishuwaima, Ein Azor, Pochos Mishlish Shvino. You always have to at least wait these 7 days. You have to make the Azor on the third day, and then you have to wait until the seventh day. Then you can first be Matar this Kli that was Tomei through a mace. Your Mishnah Ches, Mafteach Shel Akuva. You have a Mafteach, you have a key that looks like an Akuva, like a thigh. In other words, it's like a bent over type of a key. Shenishpa Mitrech Akuva, so it broke by the bend where it bends over. Locher is Tor, it's not fit to be used, therefore it's Tor. Reb Yehuda Metam, Reb Yehuda does know that this key is still Mekabel Tumah, it's still Tomei, Bivnei Shupasech, but Mibifnim, because inside the house you can still use this type of a key, it'll still go inside the door, you can still use it inside. Vishel Gam, let's say the key is made like a gam, that's Doima, that looks like a Greek type of a ois of Goma. Some say it's type of like an L shape with three things coming up. That the key broke also by its bend. So locher is tor. It's not fit to be used, this key, and therefore it's tor. What's going to be hoya by chofen? Let's say this key had like teeth to it. On the kovim, and there are also holes there. There were like on the kovim that the teeth went into. So locher is tomei, that's still fit to be used for a key, for a lock, and therefore it's Mekabel Tumah. What's going to be nitlu chofen? Let's say the teeth were taken off, still tomei, if nay the coven, because it has the holes, that's still fit to be used. What's going to be nistatimu in the coven? Let's say the holes of it was clogged up, was closed up. Tomei still is Mekabel Tumah if nay chofen, because of the teeth that it has on it. What's going to be nitlu chofen? Let's say this type of a key, that both the teeth were taken off, and also the nistatmu nekovim, also its holes were closed up, and then it's tahor. Oy sheportzu zelotech zeh,
the teeth and the holes get stuck together, it's not fit to be used, then tor, then this kli is not makabel tumah, it's not fit to be used. In other words, if the teeth become crooked a little bit, and the holes become wide, that they touch the zel is it's not fit to be used, then it's tor. Misanene shachardol, a type of a sieve that you use for mustard, a mustard strainer, let's say. Shenifritzu bo, there was broke on the bottom of it, shleishin kovim, three holes were broke open. Melamatan on the bottom, zulutur zeh, three holes of it, like we broke open one into another. So Torah, this kli is tor, it's not fit to be used for strainer anymore. If three holes broke open one into another, it's too wide the hole, you can't use it anymore for strainer, it's tor. To your farches shomat, it's a type of a funnel that's made out of metal that you use on top of a grinder. That's a funnel shape, something you shake, that you put the grain above the millstone. So, is Tamei Yishino, this type of a strainer that's used on top of the Rechayim, has a lock of the Kli, and therefore it is Makabel Tumah Tamei.
Yeah, Perek Tezvov, Mishnah Aleph, Kli Eitz, a vessel made out of wood, Kli Or, a vessel made out of leather, Kli Etzem, a vessel made out of bone, Kli Zechuchis, a vessel made out of glass, Pishutayim term, if it's flat, straight, it doesn't receive any water, it's tor, it's not a Kli L'Kavot Tumah. The Pasuk says, but these things has to be doimet tesak, that you can metaltlet mole, it has to be able to receive to mekabel water. But u'mekableim tumeim, if they're made in the way that they could receive water, they can mekabel, then it's mekabel tumah. Nishbru, let's say this kliyates that had a base kibble broke, toru, it becomes tor. Chaza v'yosem emkel, let's say you fix it up now, make it into a kli again. So locher is now it's a kli, and therefore mekablem tumah mikan labo. From now onwards, it could receive tumah. But the tumah it had before does not come back again. Even though it had it before, when it breaks, it goes off, and now when you fix it up again, that old tumah does not come back by a kli eitz, a kli or, a kli etzem. We'll see later on by the kli matzchus, though, the rabban, it comes back. Now hashidom, these are different type of boxes. Hashid is a chest. V'yateva is a box. V'yamigdol, it looks like these are another type of a box. It looks like a tower. Rel kiveres hakash, a type of a box made out of basket, made out of straw. Rel kiveres hakanim, type of a chest made out of reeds. Ubor sevina alexandris, or else on this big ship that they have in Alexandris, it's a bor, means the where they store the water. It's a bor where they store on the ship the fresh water to drink. So locals like this, yesh lem shalim, any one of these type of kalim that has a bottom to it, vein machzike maboim sombalach, it's so big that it could hold, it could retain 40 saws of liquid when it's filled up. Shame, which is equal to kurayim v'yovesh, two kuras of dry things, a kura is 30 saw, meaning 60 saw, because when you have something dry, it could pile up, so you could have two-thirds more. Therefore, 40 saw of lach, that goes up onto the exact top of it, when you fill it up with the yovish, with the dry thing, since it comes like a pyramid on top, you could have two-thirds more. So therefore, 60. One-third more. Is Hare Elu Torim, these type of kelim, even though they're based kibble, but since it's so big, it's not metal, they can't move it around, therefore they're Torah. Because the darash should have to be daimed to a sack, that's metal, the mole breaking, you can move it around, and these things are so big, you can't even move it around, therefore it's Torah. But Vishar Kol Kelim, other type of kelim, not wood, not ore, Shar Kol Kelim, they mekablim, whether they mekabl so much, even 40 saw of lach, Ben Einim Makabel, they're not Makabel so much. Still, Tameim, they remain Tameim. Diva Rebbe Meir, these are words of Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds that the klal of Metaltim, Olev Rekim, was only said by these type of Kelim, but not by, let's say, Kli Matkes. Now, Rebbe Yudah says, Dardur Agola, that's like a round a basket, or Chavis, a type of a pitcher. Or a barrel, dar de la gola, a barrel that's around that you put on top, made out of wood, that you put on top of the wagon, also to store the water, or else the kustis hamalochim,
a type of a chest that the kings carry around with them on their makov, on their chariots. Ros varevus avdanim, that's where the tanners store, put their leather into, the Mishnah, they soak the leather in it. Or else a boros svidiktan, you have a small ship, and the bor, the pit that they store the water on it. Or else for or in a regular chest. Alpha fisha makabim, though the makabul aboyim sov liquid, still tumei, and still the makabul tumah. Why? Shainim asun the top, because here these things, even though they're filled up to the top, that's when they move it around. It's on a wagon, or the king's on a chariot, they move these things around. Therefore, it's called metaltlid is makabul tumah. The shar kol kelim, other kelim, hamakablim, if the makabul so much, 40 sov liquid, toirim, other kelim, they're not movable when it's so full, therefore they're not makabul tumah. The shayna makablim, those kelim do not receive, cannot accept so much, cannot accept 40 sov of liquid, tumayim, then they could be metaltl, therefore the makabul tumah. Now, ain bain, there's no difference. Ain bain, divrim, it's in the words of Rabbi Meir. The divrim of you, the words of Rabbi Yehuda, Elohar Revas, a balabais.
Only the kneading throw of a balabais, a private person. This is the difference. According to Rabbi Meir, only the ones that he says are tor, but this one is bechlal, it's makabu tumma. And that's, of course, our Revas, a balabais. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he counts, he says over the kelim that are makabu tumma, the idea that only those are makabel tumah, but other ones like this one is not makabel tumah. Mishnah Beis. Aruvois shonach toimim. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Aruvois shonach toimim. Some of the girsas aruchois. This means like a baker's, his baking board, that he puts the dough on top of it. So tumeyas, they're makabel tumah. Even though it's only a pshuta kliyot, it's a flat piece of wood, but the chum will geyser on it because it's fit in, it's made into a turis hakli like the baker always uses it. But the shabale batim in a private house, turis they remain tor since they do not use it always. He's not miyachad this board like the bude that doesn't have a shem kli yet. What's going to be serkon? Let's say the balabos paints it. He paints it red, or a kirkumon, he dyes it. Let's say saffron. He gives it a color to it. Tumeyas, then it is makabel tumah, then it looks like a kli, it's makabel tumah, even though it's a pshut that kliyot, it's makabel tumah mit rabbonim. Daf shonach tumim, a board of a baker. Now the Gemara's mashma, that is talking about a metal piece that the bakers use to store their bread on it, and shekovu bakoisol, they attached it to the wall. So Rebbe Lezer Mitar, Rebbe Lezer says now it's Torah, even though usually a Kli 8, a Kli Matkes, is Makabel Tum, even though it's a Pshute Kli Matkes, but here since you attached it to the wall, to the house, it's Mavat of the Shem Kli, Rebbe Lezer holds it's Torah. The Chachom say no Mitamim, still it's Tameh, even though you attached it, still it's Mitamim. It still has the Shem Kli by itself. Now, Soror Shonach Tumim. A soror that's also a board that the nachtim uses to put his water on top of it. Like while he's kneading the dough, he needs water to wash his hands. So he has this board that he puts the dough, the water on top of it. So if it belongs to a baker, then tomei, he's miyach, he always uses this board. It's makabel tumah, even though it's a pshute kliyots. But the shabalabat in a private house, then tor, again, it's not miyach, they always to use it. It doesn't have a shim kli shimush. It's not makabel tumah. What's going to be gifah for? Let's say you put rims me'arba ruchaisav on the four sides of it. Then tome, then it's a kli makabel. It could receive liquid like it has four rims on it. Then it's makabel tumah. What's going to be nifrat meruach achas? Let's say one side the rim falls off. So then the locher is tor. It's not fit to be makabel. It can't receive anything. Therefore, it's not kosher of a kli. It's only pshuti kliyets. It's not kosher of a kli. Rabbi Shimon says, "Imiskina liyos karitzolov." If the balabos set this aside, karitzolov means to cut his dough on it. So even though he doesn't have a rim around it, still it's makabel tumah, because that's called yemiyachad to use it. That he always does. He cuts his dough, or therefore liyos karitzolov to cut your dough on it. Tum, it's makabel tumah. V'chein hamaroich. Or else you use this board that you start to knead the dough on it, or start to, let's say, braid the dough with it.
So that's also called the kli that you can use now. Therefore, it would be mekabel tumi, even though it's a pshuta kliyetz. The Mishnah Gimel, Yam Nofa Shel Salosin. Nafa is a sifter. When you want to sift the dough, so you have like a yam, that's like a kli that goes around it, that the flour should not fly off or dirty the plates. So around the sift, you put a yam that only has mechitzas, only has sides to it, walls to it, doesn't have any bottom to it. Still it's tumah, still it's mekabel tumah, because it's meant to be used for a kli, it has a shem kli on it. It's chosh of a kli. That's only though it belongs to a baker though. But the shalabalabatim Torah, a private one, it starts not mekabel tumah. And some say the difference is that by the baker, he's mekabel, like the flour that goes inside, he uses it. So it's like a kliyes that's mekabel. Mashenk and the balabatim, they don't use the flour that goes inside it, so it's not called the kli mekabel, it's not tummy. Therefore, shalabalabatim is Torah. Rav Yehuda says, Avshel Gedeles Tomei Moshav. This type of something that protects the hair, when an Isha makes the hair, so they put something that has walls around them that protects them. That's a Gedeles that they use when they braid, like make the hair. So it's also Mekabel Tumah this clay, because it's fit to be sit on. That's Tumas Moshav. Why? Because the young girls, they like sit inside this type of a kli that protects you from the hair around you. The soich of the gaidla, it's a time when they braid, when they make the hair, the young girls sit inside this type of a kli. So it's made li yeshiva, therefore it is mekabel tumas meishav. Therefore it has a shem kli, and therefore it's coming. Now since it's fit to sit on, therefore if a zav or zava sat on it, it becomes a navatumah, could even be metama anodim. Yemishnah Dalit, kol hatluyim, all things that you use to hang the kli with, tameyim, they're also makabutumah, they're like part of the kli itself, you use it to hang the kli up, it stays on the kli, therefore it's makabutumah. Chutz mitloyim nofa v'chobre shabalabayis, excluding the hanger that you use to hang up the sift, Yesifta, the knot of the kagra, the sift the yesift fine thing with, or the sift the yesift coarse with, that belongs to a private person, these things are not makabel tumah. The pshat is because sometimes they take it off the kli, therefore it's like not bottled to the kli, did not become part of the kli, therefore it's not makabel tumah. Hebrew Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The chachom moim, the chom say though, kulam terim, no. They're all not considered part of the kli. They all remain tor. Chutz excluding mitloyi nofam, the hanger that you use for a sift, shel salosim that you use to sift the flour with. And here the pshat is, it's a very big hanger. Therefore, these things are considered really part of the kli. Or also tloyi kivras gronos. Or else he holds this type of a hanger that's made for coarse sift used in the threshing floors. Or else, utloyi maga yad, or else the hanger of the saw knife, or else utloyi makel habloshin, or else the hanger of the tax collector's staff. Mifnei shein misayoyim v'shas hamlocha. These things are used when you are actually doing the work with the kli. You need these hangers also. Therefore, they're considered part of the kli. In other words, they use these hangers when they use the kli to be invited to check out what's inside the kli. Therefore, they're considered part of the kli. And zeh klal, this is the general rule. Ha'osu l'sayayi b'shas malocha tamei. If this hanger like is used to be used while you are using the kli, then it's considered part of the kli that chamol, and therefore it's makabel tumah. But also l'sloyi, if you only use it just to hang with, then Torah, they hold that's not considered part of the kli, even if it always stays on the kli, you don't plan to take it off, but since it's not part of the use of the kli itself, it's only there to hang the kli with, that's not bottled to the kli, it's not called part of the kli, it's not mekabel tumah.
Yeah, Mishnah Hey, Rachas Shel Gerosois, Rachas, that's the shovel that they use the winnowing by grinding up the groats. Is to me, it's mekabel tumah, it's considered the base kibbul, therefore it's mekabel tumah. They use the shovel to take the tefuah, the kidneys, the beans, into the grinder like. So therefore, it's makabutum. It's called the base kibble. Shilaitzaris. Let's say you just use the shovel to store the beans there. Then Torah. Then it's not makabutum. There it's not considered a base kibble. Shel gitais. Let's say the shovel is used. You throw the chatzanim and the zagim min agas lachutz. Like you take the pits and shells from the grapes, from the wine, and throw it outside. To me, it's makabutuma, that type of a kli, of a shovel, because it's called the base klibel. But shogronis, let's say it's used, the shovel to winnow the tfua in the warehouse, then tera, that's not makabutuma. This is the general rule. That are also lekabola, it's made to receive, to keep things inside it, then tomei, that's makabotoma. Likinus, if it's only made just to gather things together, like in a warehouse, but it's not meant to bring the things inside it, then tor, that kli is not makabotoma. Yeah, Mishnevov, nivle hashoro, that's the harps, that the harp that people play with, make music with, is tomeim, they're makabotoma. Because they're hollow and they have a hole inside them, and therefore it's a derek for the nag when they put it inside it, they put their money inside it. So therefore it's called the base kibble. But the nivnei b'nei levi, the harps that the b'nei levi use to play with in the base of Migdash, those are terim, those are not makabotoma. Because they're not made to put anything inside it, they do not put the money inside it, therefore it's not considered the base kibble, it's not makabotoma. Now the Mishnah says, Kol HaMashkin, all types of liquid, Tumeim, they themselves are Makabotoma, or else they makshur other foods to Makabotoma, but Umashke Beis Mitzvachaya, that's the water that's found in the Yazor, in the Beis Mikdash itself, whether it's the water or whether it's the dam there, the blood there, that's a Locha term, they remain Torah, they're not Makabotoma, they're not makshur Eichlum Makabotoma either. The reason why the Mishnah brings this down for is because there's a chilek between Kodesh and Chulin, just like by the Nevolim, there was a chilek between Bnei Levi, Hegdish, and Chulin that was Makabotuma. Kol ha, and the Mishnah goes further. Kol ha-svorm, all kisvei ha-Kodesh, mitamimes yadayim. But the Rabbanim, they made a gzeret as a locha, that if you touch it, your hands become tamei. And the Gemara and Shabbos explained, because they used to hide there in the svorim pieces of bread of truma, and we're afraid that the worms or the akvorm, the mouse, would come there and ruin the svarim. So if the chomor geizet, if you touch the svarim, your hands become tamei, so therefore you would not put truma next to the svarim. Chutz mi sefer hazor, excluding the sefer Torah that was in the Azor in the Beis Hamikdash, because since that was a chosh of a sefer Torah in the Beis Hamikdash, on that we were not afraid people would put food next to it. Now the Mishnah says, Hamarkov Tor. Hamarkov, that's like a saddle. Or else here it means that it's type of a horse that's made out of wood that Leitzon and people that play around with, you know, to make jokes, use it. So the Locher is Tor, it's not Makabal Tumah. Since it's not Makabal, it's not a base kibble, doesn't receive anything, it's not Makabal Tumah. Now the Mishnah says, Habat Noin Fihanik. Fihanik, Dmoin, Fiyairus. These three type of Kli Kalim they use to play music with, Hare Elu Tmeim. These are Makabal Tumah because they have a base kibble to them. Habitonim, they say that's a Kli that used to play with and used to be Samech, their bet, and their stomach would rest on it. But Niktaimin, that's also a Kli made out of wood, like a shoe that they were used to play with. And the Eris also, it's a Kli Zemer that made a lot of noise. So these things are Makabal Tumah because they used to put inside it the money they would collect, they would store their money there. Reb Yudam Yudit says, the Eris Atame Moshev. This Eris is even Metama Moshev, means if a Zav is sitting on it, or so it's Makabal Tumah a Moshev. As the people that would give her spadim, or the people that cry, b'shas bar levaya, they would sit on it. So therefore, you the whole, it's called a moishav, the makabal tumas of a zav. The Tanakama argues and says, no, it's not makabal tumah, because you only use it temporarily, you don't really sit there on it, therefore it's not Oymed, Li Yeshiva, it's not Makabel Tumas Moshev, and we paskin like that, not like Rabbi Yehuda, that this thing is not Makabel Tumas Moshev. Mitzudas Hachuda, we have the net that you catch a weasel in, Timaya, those are Makabel Tumah. Because they say the way it was made there, it was made to store things there. Or it looked like a kli, and therefore it's Makabel Tumah. Mashankim Mashal HaGborim, if you use it for mouse, if you have a trap to catch a mouse with, then Torah. Those are not Makabel Tumah because it was not made like a kli. It doesn't have a tzuris of kli, it doesn't have a base kibbul. It's not Makabel Tumah.
Yeah, Perek Tezayin, Mishnah, Kol Kli Eitz Shenechlak Lishnayim, all type of wooden kelim, wooden utensils that broken half, is tor, they become tor. If they were tummy before, now they become tor, and if they were not tummy before, they cannot be makabel tumah now. Because they're not usable now. Chutz excluding Mishulchan, a table hakofa that was folded over. They have like a folding table, so both parts of it is used as a table. Now that it broke in half, you can still use it. Therefore, there's still makabel tumah. V'tamchoy ha-miznoin, we have like a plate, a big plate, that has a lot of different departments, parts inside it. So even though it broke now, each part can be used by itself. Therefore, there's still makabel tumah. V'yafifoyron shabalabayif, that's like a footstool that belongs to the balabos that folds over. So these things, even though it's broken in half, still it could be used. Therefore, it's still makabel tumah. Rav Yudah says, Av ha-mogeis v'koid ha-bavli. The mogeis, that's type of a plate. The koid ha-bavli, that's type of a kli-eitz that you could drink from it. So these things, even though it's broken in half, there's still makabel tumah, because each piece of it is usable, you could use it by itself. Because they use the way they are, they could be used when they're broken in half. Then the Mishnah says, Kli Eitz, a wooden Kli, Miyem Masai Mekablam Tumah. When is it Mekabel Tumah? When is a wooden Kli considered finished? That now the Sheretz touches it, it'll be Mekabel Tumah. So Hanita, the bed, the Aris on the cradle, Mishayish Shufain, the Yor HaDog, when you would smear it with the skin from fish. Because after the wooden the meat that was finished, the finishing touch would be they would smear the wood with like the oil of the fish. So when you do this, that's called the Gemar Malachta, and then that's Makabel Tumah. What's going to be Goma? You made up your mind, Shaloi Loshuf. You do not plan to smear this wood with this type of fish. Then to me, it's Makabel Tumah right now. It's called finished right now. Rabbi Meyom Rameyah says, Amito. A bed, mishiyasorik bar shleishabotim. When you like, if you're weaving the beds, so when you weave three rows of the mesh, that's already called the mitha, that's called the kli, it's makabel tumah.
And lemaisa, the locher is not that we do not pass like Rabbi Meir, this itself will not make it a gemar kli.
Yeah, rope to Mishnah Beis. Hasalim shaleitz. If you have a wooden basket, Mishayach soim v'kanev. When is the basket considered finished that it should be called makabel tumah? Mishayach so means when you finish tying down the sides of the when you finish tying down the rim of the basket. V'yiknev means also v'yachtich means you cut off the ends of the reeds that stick out from the basket. When you make the basket look nice, you cut off. You trim it off, the ends, the rough ends you trim off, then it's called the Gemara Malacha. Vishel tomorrow, let's say these baskets that are made from, tomorrow means date figs, the leaves, it's made from, let's say, from lulavs like. So, Alpha P Shalakinev, even though you did not cut off, trim off the rough edges, mibifnim from inside, still tome, still it's makabel tumah. Why? Shekei Mekaimin. You still use it the way it is right now. It's usable the way it is. This basket, even though you did not trim off the rough parts inside. Kalkolo, that's type of a basket made from reeds that you hang things inside it. So then, when is that called finished? Mishayachsoim, when you finish tying it all around.
v'yikane, when you cut off the rough parts inside, and also v'yigmeres hatluya, when you finish making the hanger that you use inside to hang things up with. Base haliginin, that's like a wooden basket, that you have a lot of different pitches inside it. Or else a base hakaisis, that you have like a basket that you put different cases, different glasses inside it. So the, or else, sa'afal pi, these things, even though shalei kinim ifnim, even though you did not cut off the rough edges inside, still tamei, these things are makabel tuma, shekein mekaimin, because you use it the way it is. Therefore, the makabel tuma is called the gemar melacha now. Alright, turn over, we'll continue one on the other side.
Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Ha-kinoinin ha-ktanim. These are small reed baskets. Relsviyachlosois, another type of a basket. Mishayachsoin, when you finish tying up the rims. Viyakaneith, and you trim off the rough parts inside it. And then it's makabel tuma like we had before. Ha-kinoinin ha-gdolim, these big, large baskets. Vihasuga magdolim, another type of large baskets. Mishiyasha, mishiyase shnei durim, reichav shalhem. When you make like two bands have been plaited around the width of the sides. That's considered the gemar melacha. What's going to be yom nofa ukvara? Yom, that's like the plate that's put around the sieve, whether the sieve or else for the spine sieve or a coarse sieve. There's a large container, that's the yom, or else the kaf shel maznayim, also the pan that you use on a balance. Mishayasa durechud, when these things were made, one band was woven around the reichashlem, the width of them, they become a gemar mloch, the makabel tuma. Hakupa, that's a large basket. Mishayasa, shtei tefiros le reichashlem, when you wove twice around the width of it. That's called the Gemar Melacha. Like two rounds of twist was put around it. For your Oruk, that's a low basket. Mishiyashaboy Tzvirachas, when you make one twist around it, has been plated with around the width, that's called the Gemar Kli. You leave it that way, and then it would be Mekabel Tuma. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Clay or a leather Kli. Miyemesai mekablam tuma, when are they mekabel tuma? So, haturmel, that's a sack that the shepherds use, mishayachsoim, when you finish binding up the strings of it, and viyakaneth, when you cut off the rough edges inside. The yasa kichosov, and you have to also make the things that, the straps that come on the side, that you close it with. Then it's called the Gemar Melacha. Rabbi Yudha says, Mishayases Oznov. When you put its ears on, it means the two things on the side that you can hold on to it, like the handles of it, then it's Mekabel Tuma. Sekurtio, that skin that's made for an apron. You want to make a leather apron. Mishayachsem, again, when you finish trimming off the rim of it. The Yikaneth, and you cut off the rough edges. The yaseh tzitzosa, and you make its fringes like the strings that hang down that you could tie it up with. We have Yudha, and Yudha says, Mishiyaseh tabayseh, when you add on its rings. When you put its rings on, then it's makabel tuma. Kitavulya, that's like a sheet, so you cover your bed with this. Mishiyachsem, again, when you finish tying up the rim. Viyakaneh, when you cut off all the rough edges, then it's makabel tuma. The Rabbi Yudha says, Mishiyaseh kichosel, you have to get on its straps that you could tie it down with. Hakar, a mattress, the akeses, and the cushions, shelor, that's made from skin. Again, Mishiyaseh, when you finish tying down the rims, the ikanef, and you cut off the rough edges. The Rabbi Yudha says, Mishiyisfrein, when you finish sewing it up. But even though the Yeshayim left over pochus mi'chamisha tfachim, if less than five tfachim was left over, you didn't stitch yet. But the rest of the mattress or the cushions you stitched, then the mekabel tuma. There is this little opening you leave to put inside it the cotton, whatever you're putting inside it. So this much is still called a kli. It's mekabel tuma.
Yeah, Mishnah Hey. Petilia tumeya. This is a type of a basket that they made to store in it dried out figs. Vechasina, another type of a basket that they put cement or mud in there. Toira, these are not mekabel tuma, because they're not made to move around. They stay in one place. Else the Rambam explains the reason is they don't have a teres kli stamp. They don't have a teres kli on them. So geniyos shel olim. These are small baskets made from just leaves. Those are teres and not makabel tuma, and they're made to cover up a teres with them. Since it's only made out of a leaf, it doesn't last a long time. It's called tashmish arai. It's not a kli to makabel tuma. What's going to be shel nitzorim? Let's say these baskets are made from twigs, a little stronger than just leaves, then tumeis, that's called a regular kli, from a kabel tumma. Choysol, shunoysim l'toicho, l'soicho, v'noito mitoicho. Choysol, type of a kli that's made from the leaves of a palm tree, that you put inside there the dates to dry up. So, if you put inside and take out from it, then tumme, that's called the kli, kavua, so it's a kabel tumma. If you name the yochol, well, let's say once you put them in, you can't take them out, these figs. Achik renu, until you rip it. Or yachat renu, until you untie it. Then Torah, that's not called the kli, because once you rip it or untie it, you're not going to use it again. So that's called the temporary kli. That's not makabel tuma. Mishnah Vav. Kasiyo, a type of gloves, shell made out of skin. Shell zoreg runa, see that the people use when they winnow in their fields. Rel Shalhoche Drochim, people that are traveling wear these leather gloves. Shaloise Pishnah, people that are working with flax, they wear these leather gloves. Timeyam, then the gloves are Makabel Tumam, because these things are made Lakabel. Avil Shal Tzaboyim, people that are dyer, where people dye, they want to wear gloves. Rel Shanafochim, a blacksmith, then Torah, because those things are only made to keep themselves clean, it's not really made Lakabel. Rabbi Yossi says, Av shel grosois. Also, these gloves that they use, shel grosois, that's the people that work with the beans, it's also not makabel tuma, because it's not made to put things in, it's just made to keep yourself clean. Kiyotze ben not makabel tuma. Zeaklal, this is the general rule, that also lakabel, if these gloves are made to makabel to receive things inside them, then tuma, it's called the kliyot makabel tuma. But Nifnei HaZeh, it's only there that you sweat, either should not go on the food or the sweat should not dirty you, then Tor, that's not called the Kabbalah, that's not Mekabal Tumah.
Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Hamalkut Shalbokar, that's a skin cleam that they tie around the behemoth on the back of it when he does Disha, when he threshes, that the dirt should not come up. That's called Hamalkut Shalbokar. Ralsiyachasim Shaloi. That's the kli you use to muzzle it. You muzzle its mouth, that it cannot eat. The hamadav shel dvarim, type of a kli also that when you're pouring out the honey, you want to scare away the bees. So it's a kli that makes like smoke to scare away the bees. The hamenofa, and that's a fan that you do to get air, is a re'el term. These kalim are not makam tuma, because they don't have a tsuras kli, they don't look like a kli.
Kisui shel kufsa, a cover of a small box like, is tome, that is makabel tuma, because this is a type of a box that Isha puts a tachshin, puts a jewel like a jewelry box. Therefore it's makabel tuma, because they put the kishutim inside the kufsa, and this is, it's called the meila kabbalah. What about kisui kamatra, a cover of stam of a chest like, that you put clothing there, then Torah? Because not makabel tuma, you don't put anything inside it. Kisu teva, a cover of a wooden box, a big one. Kisu teni, the cover of a basket. V'hamachbeish shocharish, a carpenter that has his tools like that he holds the wood together with the clamp like. V'akeses chetachas hateva, or else the cushions that you put underneath the box, that it should not rot away from the luchlis, from the wet of the ground. the Hakimron Shelo, that's the a type of a cover you put on top of it that's made like an arch that you put on top of the basket. The Angelin Shel Sefer, that's like the cover, a skin cover that they made for a Sefer. Beis Hanager, or else that's the tick, that's the cover that you put around the Nager, let's say the bolts of the door. Beis Hamanol, that's the cover you put around the lock. Or Beis HaMezuzah, the cover for the mezuzah. The tick Nevolim, or else the cover where you put harps in, the tick Kineris, violins in. The Amon shall goidle mitznafis, people that make hats, like the form that they make the hats on. The Hamarkov shall zamur, that's a type of a wooden a tool, a wooden instrument that looks like a horse that lets a ton of people joke around, sit on it. Or revius shall alois, also a type of an instrument that the women play when they want to be mekayin like by Levaya. Ugenoi gene ta'oni, what a poor person uses like to protect himself from the sun. U smoichois hamita, some of the poles that you use to hold up the bed. U defus shel tfila, or the form that you use to make the tefillin, you write the parchment on top of these forms to make the tefillin, the bottom. The emum shall I say susais? That's also the form that they weave the godam clothing on. So all these things, harei luterim, these things are Torah, the nama kabotumah. And zeaklal, this is the general rule. The Rambam of Yosef Yossi says, kol mishamshei mishamsho shel odom, anything that's used to help along a person, v'shas m'locha v'shlei v'shas m'locha tomei, you put this on the kli b'shash, you're doing the work, and even when you don't do the work, then it's makabel tumma, these type of covers, because then it's like butler becomes part of the kli, it's makabel tumma. But v'chol shein uel b'shash nocha, something you only use at the time when you do the work with it, but afterwards you take it off, then Torah, it's now called part of the kli, therefore by itself it's not a kli, it would not be makabel tumma. Yeah, Mishneh Ches. Tik hasayif, the cover of a sword, the asakin, or the cover of a knife, the hapigyon, or the cover of a dagger, tik misperis, that's the cover also of a type of a scissors, that's only one side of the knife, relsa misperayim, the regular scissors, relsa yatar, this is the cover for the razor, tik mikachol, the cover that somebody uses for the kachol, that's like eye paint, they put on the eye, the cover for it, obeisak chol, or else the storage where the hole where you hold this type of paint in it. Tik machtei, the cover that you use for the writing tool. Us runtake, that is also a type of a cover that has different compartments in it that you could put in there, store in there a few different things. Tik tavlo, us krutio, this is the cover for a board, the tavlo is like the board that you write on. Us krutio, or else, also, that's a board made out of wood, that also you write on it. Beis hachitzim, that's the handle where you hold your arrows. Beis hapagoshois, that's wide arrows, the cover that you keep the wide arrows in. Hare elutimeim, all these things like sidikalim, they're makabel tumma, because they have a beis kibble. It's like a cover that you put these kalim inside the cover. Therefore, it's makabel tumma. Tik symphonia, that's the cover for an instrument called symphonia that you play music with. So the zman shunaisin milmalo tumma. If you put it in on top, then it's makabel tumma. It's considered a base kibble. But mitzida, if you put the instrument in on the side of it, then tor, then it will not be makabel anything. Therefore, it remains tor. Tik chalilim, this cover used for chalil, for a flute. We have Yehuda, Mitar, Yehuda also remains Tor, it's not Makabel Tumma. We have Neshu, Neshu, Mitzidu, because usually you put it on the side, therefore it's not called the base kibble, you can't really hold things inside it. Chifui, Ho'ala, that's a covering, Ho'ala, type of a stick, that the top of it is thick and round, that you like to chop with. or else hakeshes, that's the covering for a bow, v'haroimach, or the covering for a spear, is a real Torah if these things remain Torah, because an amakabot tumah. Zaklal, this is the general rule, ha'osel etik tumi. If it's made to store things inside it, then it's called the beis kibbutz makabot tumah. But the chif, if it's just made to cover up something, but not to put the thing inside it, then it remains Torah, it's not makabot tumah. It's not called the beis kibbutz, remains Torah. Perek Shivasa, Perek Yedayin, Mishnah, Kol Klei Balabatim, any kliates, a type of a wooden utensil, or made out of skin, that belongs to a private person, so the locher is, Shiurim B'rimayim, that like this the Makabel Tumah, unless you have a hole inside it, if the hole is big enough, that Rimayim pomegranates fall through them, then it's Boto, then it's not Makabel Tumah anymore. But if it's smaller, that Rimonim pomegranates will not fall through, then a Balabas would still use this kli, therefore it's still Makabel Tumah. Reb Lezer says, Bama Shehein. It depends, each kli, what it was used for. Let's say it was a pitcher, and it has a small hole now that liquid goes out, so you're not going to use it anymore. It's not Makabel Tumah. But if it's a kli that you store very large things in it, then it will still be Makabel Tumah. Each one depends what's the use of that kli was. Kupais haganonim, the baskets that the gardener uses, that he puts inside it, bundles of vegetables. Shiurin bagude shayerin, then the shear is, if you have a hole there, as long as a bundle of vegetables still stay in there, it's still makabel tumah. Shebalei batim, if these baskets belong to a private person, then the shear is betevin, a bundle of shrua. Before we're talking about kupas haganonim, means the baskets that belong to the gardeners. So by them the shear is of a yerek, of vegetables. But of balabantim, then the shear is of tevin, a bundle of ashtrua, which is a much bigger measurement, a bigger size than a small bundle of vegetables. Again, because balabantim, they use it, even though it has a hole, they're not going to throw it away so fast. Shel balonim, the baskets that are in the beis hamerchas, in the bathhouse, that they store their towels there, big vava, that's like small bundles of straw that they use it to clean up the bathhouse with. So that's a shear, if the neck of the hole is that big, then the kli is not makabel tumah, it's Torah. Rabbi Yeshua and Yeshua says, kulum b'rimayim. No, all these kelim, the shurim is always, if the hole is big enough that a pomegranate goes through, then it's Torah, it's not makabel tumah, or it's not a kli anymore. But if it's less than this shear, he owes all these different types of kelim. They are all considered a kli because they could use it to store pomegranates, and therefore they're not the Torah. Mishnah Beis. Ha'chemes, that's a flask made out of skin, a goat skin. Shiurai bifkoyas shosasi. There the shears, if there's a hole in it, that cords, the threads of shesi. Shesi is when you weave the strings going up and down, which are much thinner than the ones going across. So if you have a strand of threads of the shesi, those are much smaller. If they can fit through this hole, then the kli becomes Torah. Emeina mekabel shel shesi, if the hole is, even though it's a small hole, that just this type of thread it cannot hold. Afa pisha mekabel shel erev, even though the hole is not big enough for the strings that go across, those a little bit wider, would not fit through this hole. But still, so really, the Mishnah should have said Torah, but the Mishnah says Tumeya. So the Farsha Mesach wrote to steer with the beginning to the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah Chorus starts off that the shear is, if it's not Makabba the Shesi, that's enough to make a Torah. And then the Mishnah says, no, it's Tumeya. So the Farsha Mamat exactly how to learn. Some said a Rasha doesn't mean that it's Torah, it also means that it's only Tumeya. In other words, even though the hole is a little bit bigger, but as long as the aura of the thicker ones cannot go through it, the kli remains tumah. Beis karois, shein makabel karois. This is a type of a kli, like a type of a chest that you put inside the dishes, and it has a hole now that it can't receive the dishes. Afal pi shemakabel es atamchuyim, even though the bigger platter that it could retain, that would not fit through the hole. Again, the Mishnah says tumah, which really should have said it's Torah. But again, it means to say that as long as it could retain these bigger kelim, it remains tame. It's called the kli that could be used. Beis hori shein the makabel mashkin, or the kli that's miyuchad used like a beis akisei to do your needs there. Shein the makabel mashkin that it does not take in the meiraglayim that goes through the hole. If there is a small hole there that the meiraglayim goes through it. Afal pish makabel esari, but the hole is not that big. Not that big that the tzoya, the treatment that comes out, does stay in the kli. Again, tamei. Then the kli remains tamei. It's still usable. It's called the kli. Rabbi Gamliel mitarang. Gamliel says no, that the kli remains torah in all these cases. That since the hole is big enough that the smaller ones would go through it, then usually you do not use this kli anymore. You throw the kli away. So he holds in all these cases of the Mishnah that it should be that they are torah, that the kelim are not usable, you can throw them away, therefore it's bottle the shame clean. Mishnah Gimel. Hasalin shopas, a basket that you keep your bread in it. So if you have a hole in this basket, shiur, and the hole has to be big enough, the kekoros shopas, if a loaf of bread will fall through it, then again this clean is not usable, it would remain tor. Afif fioros, this type of a basket made out of reeds, a very simple basket, not strong enough really to be miskayim to keep it. You only use it one or two times and throw it away. So shosol lehen kanim was made from reeds. Melamaton lemala lechizik, even though you put things on top and on bottom to strengthen it a little bit, still Torah, it remains Torah. It's not a kli to be used to stay. It remains Torah. What's going to be also lo gapayim kolshen? You made a handle to it. So no matter how small the handle is, that makes it into kli. There'll be miskayim. You'll keep it, and then tamei it is mekabel tumah. We have Bishimon. Bishimon says it depends. And many yecholu li not of a gafayim. If it can't pick it up, holding on to its handle, the kli will not come up with it. Then it's useless. And then Torah, the kli still remains Torah. It's not mekabel tumah.
Yeah, Mishnah Dalit. Hori meinin shomru. After we learned the locha before, that if a kli balabatim has this hole in it, the size of a pomegranate, the kli becomes tor. So, shleisha achuzim ze beze. We have to measure this pomegranate like you have three pomegranates attached one to another. So some say it means just for one to come out, but it has to be a little bit bigger that any one of these three could come out. Well, some of Farshim say attack it means that all three of them could come out through that hole at one time. But either way, it means the hole has to be a little bit bigger than just a regular pomegranate to come through. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Eimer, he says that benapo the cover with a sieve, whether it's for fine flour or for coarse flour, kidei sheyito v'yahalach, the hole has to be big enough that a pomegranate could fall through it, not just when the kli is staying still. It doesn't have to be that big. But even if it's only like that, when you take it and move the kli, then the pomegranate would fall through. That's also considered a hole big enough to make a tor. Uva kupel, say a big basket. Then kadei sheyav shalachurav. The hole has to be the size that the pomegranate fits through it, not only when the kli is staying still, not so big, but even the hole is a little bit smaller, that it only falls through when you take this basket and throw it on your back. Still, if when you take it and throw it on your back, the movement would make the pomegranate come through the hole, then that hole also is mitari the kli, it's not called the kli. Fishar kol akelim, all other kelim, sheini michol makabu remainim, means that they're small kelim, and they can't fit, a pomegranate doesn't even fit into it. So what's the size of the hole by them that makes it Torah? The goin horoiva, or kli, that only holds a revius of a kav, or else the chati horoiva, a half of that, only an eighth of a kav, Haknoinim haktanim, whilst the small pitches, shiurim beruva. There the shear is, if rove of the kli, the hole, goes through roll of the width of the kli, that's mitar the kli. There it's not a shear and remind him, there it's totally beruva. Give it Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon says, vizesim, that the measurement is aleph, if aleph could fit through the hole, that hole is mitar the kli. Nifritsu, Shiurim b'zaisim. Nifritsum, let's say there was a hole, a part of the kli broke open. So again, that's the shear. If aleph fit through, it's tor. nigmamu. Let's say the bottom of the kli is still okay, just the top part was cut off. Then chiyurim b'mashen. It depends if the bottom part is still there, so the bottom part could be accept, could receive liquid. Then the, therefore, so called the kli, it would remain tummy. Now, as long as the bottom part could be mekabel, even a kol shoe, it's still called the kli and it remains tummy. Mishnah Hey, harim and shamru. That we speak about pomegranates. What type of a pomegranate are we talking about? How big does the hole have to be? So loy cut, I'm not talking about a very small one. For loy gold, not a very big one. Elabenani, the middle-sized pomegranate, that's the shear to mashay these holes by the kelim. For lo mahuskamu remain in baden. How come some places we speak about the special type of a pomegranate coming from this place, baden? How come there it's mentioned special? So the Mishnah says, Shiyo Mekachin Kolshin, it's different from Aladivra Rimeya. Now that's a special locha, that a remain that comes from that place, they're very special. And if, let's say, it was a remain shel Orla, it was also teeth that remain, it got mixed up even with 1,000 other remainim, it doesn't become bottle. Since it's such a choshev one, that's not bottle. But other remainim that's not so choshev, even if it's shel Orla, the locha is, it would be bottle 1 in 200. Reb Yechon ben Uri Yomer, Lishari ben Mesakelim, he holds no, that we learned to come and bring down sometime these special pomegranates from Badoyim, that's the size of a pomegranate to Mishari Kalim, that there's a hole in the Kli. If that type of a pomegranate fits through, then the Kli becomes Tor. Rabbi Akiva Makiva says, Lakach ulakach husku, except for both halachas, both are true. It's the perfect pomegranate to use to measure a hole of a Kli. That's also special pomegranates that's very chashav, they're not become bottle. Lishari ben Mesakelim, for this halacha, we just said, and also the Yomikach and Kolshein. It goes from both of Kivos, both is true. Rav Yosi says no. Rav Yosi, that Lehuska Rimoine Badoyim, it was not mentioned, this special thing about these special pomegranates, Rosva Chatzirei Geva, this leak that comes from this place called Geva, why were these things mentioned special? El Shiyo Misasrin Vada Bechomokim. That wherever you buy these off, let's say in Amoritz, you have to take on that for sure they did not take off Maisa from it. And therefore it's not like regular Demai, that you only take off Maisa in Asafik. We have a doubt whether the Amoritz took off or not. But on these things we buy off in Amoritz, we know for sure the Amoritz did not take off Maisa. Since they're so Choshev, he would not take off Maisa from them. And therefore if you buy it off them, you have to take off Maisa, but there is Vade for sure, and not only Min HaSafik. Mishnah Vav. Kebeitze Shamru. That has brought down a loch is about an egg. And the loch is oichel, food that's tummy. It has to be the size of an egg, that much food, in order to mimetama other food. So what type of an egg are we talking about? Loi gedilo, not a very big egg, but loi katan, not a small egg. Elabeinis, that's the shear of a medium-sized egg. If you have food that's tummy, and together it's the size of a medium size of an egg, and then if it touches other food, it's matama the other food. We have Yehuda says, maybe gedele shebedeles, bring the biggest egg you can find. Uktana shebedeles, so bring the smallest egg you can find. Let's put both of them into a glass full of water, and the water that comes out, divided the water in half, and that's the size of a medium size egg. Omer of Yosef Yosef says, how could we know that this is like the biggest egg there is? V'ezel katan, how could you know what the smallest egg there is? That's not a good way to measure eggs. Eler of Yosef says, depends upon the eggs that you see around. If to you this egg looks like a medium-sized egg, that's the shear to measure. If you have food that size, and the food is tamei, it could be metama of the oichlim also. Mishnah Zayin, Kagroigris Shamru, that we learn a lot is about dried out figs that's brought down in Yinoi Tzoy Shabbos. How big does food have to be to chayv if you carry it outside on Shabbos? Or else Linyan Eruv the Chatzeris Eshtufim Mevoyis, each one has to put into it the size of the Gregris. So what's the size of this dried out fig? Loi Gedel of Loi Katar, not a big one, not a small one. Elabenis, but a small size fig. If Yudam Yudis says, Hagdel Shemeret Yisrael, the biggest fig of Eretz Yisrael, he abeninis shebe medinos. That's the medium size of medinos. of other lands. In other words, other lands are bigger, bigger than Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Eretz Yisrael's biggest one is like other places, medium-sized fig. And some change the gear so that the smallest of Eretz Yisrael is like the medium of other medinas. So if the Eretz Yisrael has the better, the bigger type of Paris. Yemishneches, kizayi shomu, that a lot of lochas have a loch of a zayis of an olive. Like God of Lekotin Elabenani, not a big, not a small one, but a medium-sized olive. And that is Ze Agori. This is an olive called Agori, that's the name of this type of an olive. That's the medium type of an olive. More Baruch says, because there's a lot of oil inside it, that's called Aguri. Kasaira, Shamudata was said the size of a barley, which Allah Haraz, the bone of the mace is Metama, the size of a barley. So again, like Bill, not a big one, not a small one, Alabain is a medium-sized barley. Zum Midborius, that's the barley called Midborius, that's a medium-sized barley. Kadosh is shown up, we learn a lot about a lentil, by Tamakabal Tuma from a Sheretz, is like Bill, like Tana, being not a small one, Alabain is a medium-sized, and Zum Mitzris, this type of a lentil, Mitzris, that's a medium-sized lentil. Then the Mishnah ends off, called a metaltle mevi'in asatuma v'yuvei amardom le'godov le'kotn le'beilni. A medium, ezel, be'was called a medium, called shakei for tefach.